Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Merry Christmas, almost. It is Saturday, December 18th. Welcome to KKGX Alternative Talk Radio. That means 920 AM and 99.1 FM. And then KWXY, and that means 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. You can hear our show in real time on the mobile apps. After we're through on Saturdays, Nigel posts everything to joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Please friend me, and if you see Santa, tell him I've been very good. Don't say anything. Our guest is... Cut his mic off, Nigel. Sit back and relax. I want this to be the best part of your day. And we're going to start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If five will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sippity and get, sippity and get, sippity and get,
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Here he is, Joey Pals. We always have him on when it gets near special family days, because when you think families and food and fun and fellowship, you have to think McDonald's. So we say hello to Dick Shalab.
Oh, Jerry, happy Saturday. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell Santa I'm fine.
No.
No?
No.
Know me too long. Yes.
Well, what's the definition of fine?
Oh, the philatelist, right? Do you know that? Fine to very fine, the philatelists say. Bless your heart. How many McDonald's? I've lost track.
Oh, 30.
Just 30. Okay. Well, it's Christmas, and I always kind of look at you as our barometer for the economy, and you're so active nationally for McDonald's. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, the industry is rebounding. It's coming along just fine.
The McDonald's industry, you mean?
Well, the restaurant industry.
Okay, thank right? you.
And each restaurant has its own challenges, but the one challenge in common is the labor issue. You know, there's just not enough. Servers, there's not enough cooks, there's not enough. It's very, very difficult for a lot of restaurants, you know, not necessarily ours, but a lot of restaurants to fully staff. And so you've probably seen or heard of a number of restaurants now that are closing on Monday. They're closing on Tuesday. Instead of being open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they might be just breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner. It's unfortunate, but the industry as a whole is suffering from a lack of employees.
Do you still have dollar meals?
No.
No.
We have a dollar drink that we will continue. Excuse me. We
okay.
will continue through probably Labor Day. Unfortunately, with the cost pressures that are continuing, both through inflation and through supply chain, the dollar drink, the dollar menu, the dollar different pieces will change. Now, will there always be a value component? Yes. But it won't necessarily be exactly as it was when we started it 12 years ago.
On the days that I tape the show, I get my two sausage egg McMuffins with no muffin for $4.92. And it hasn't changed.
Well, you got to be careful how you order that.
Oh,
you don't want to say it's a bunless meal.
No, I
or
say
a muffinless meal.
Oh,
but it's fun. It's fun.
No carbs.
No carbs. But it's a great meal, and a lot of people use that that meal.
You and I've been talking about no carbs for 20 years, because 20 years ago, when I was driving back and forth to Montana, and stopping at every McDonald's along the way, I had them marked on my trip kit, and I had those shaker salads. They were fabulous. Bring it back for me.
Actually, the whole salad concept has gone away and at McDonald's.
Because
it will come back at some date.
Lettuce?
No,
problem?
It's just, you know, there's only so much space in the back of the restaurant for preparation. There's only so much time for preparation, and you have to utilize that time the most efficient way.
Especially if you're shorthanded.
Especially if you're shorthanded, and so one of the casualties has been the salads.
Has been the salads.
Yeah,
they were so good. How does the supply chain affect you? I can remember you teaching me, you know, 15 years ago or something, when you started something new. Maybe it was a lettuce wrapped hamburger when we started doing the no carbs, and you said, but when McDonald's does lettuce wrap anything, we corner the market in lettuce.
Well, it wasn't lettuce. Actually, what, Joey, it was tomatoes. It was tomatoes.
And I remember the Coca-Cola problem with the polar bears. But in other words, I mean, your buying power is huge.
Well, it's the number of restaurants, the number of sandwiches that
in the
we
world.
Sell today. And fortunately, yes, we do it, but we have an impact on the supply chain.
Gosh, depresses me.
Well, it doesn't depress me.
No. Are you going to have to raise the prices at McDonald's, or do you know?
At this point in time, we don't have
plans.
But we do employ a service, well-known, nationally known accounting firm that keeps us informed of both costs and on both the supply side for the ingredients, but mm-hmm. also on the labor side and on the tax side and on the state side of what the cost increases are going to be. And over a period of time, they'll be adjusted.
Are all the 30 of your McDonald's, which are in Riverside County and Imperial?
No, we have
just all Riverside.
Riverside County. Then we have three in San Bernardino
okay.
County.
Are they all open the same hours?
No, some are 24 hours.
Right.
But the base number is always from 6 in the morning to 11 at night, except at the ones located in. Walmart's.
Oh, in Walmart's, yes. And you don't have plans, I wouldn't think, in this economy to build any more, buy any more?
Well, we have a new one coming up.
That's what I said. You probably have a new one that you're thinking.
We have a new one that'll be open. It'll start construction probably in the fourth quarter, and it's on 42nd and Jefferson.
Oh,
right on
east.
The. It's on the. The border of La Quinta and Indio.
Indio. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yes, it'll be
for
good
for Coachella story. And Stagecoach. And
all the, you know, the population growth out there is dramatic.
Yes. Gosh. Okay, what do you worry about? What keeps you up at night, business-wise?
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Actually, the biggest detractor right now, it's not labor and it's not food costs, because all those will they'll even out.
Okay.
The issue to me is the unknowns in the California legislature. You never know what they're going to do. You never know what rule they're going to put in. And each of those rules has an effect. And
can you give me an example? I mean, the mask mandate's back in California.
I'm not concerned
about
that.
But that's not what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about wage and hour legislation. Oh. I'm talking about health and welfare. I'm talking about mandatory pension plans. All the stuff, all the issues that we have in California that are different. And you and I have talked about this before. You can build a brand new restaurant in California, from the day you sign the lease and get all your permits and everything, that's 22 months.
Wow.
If you do that same exercise in Arizona, it's about 6 months.
Oh, my stars.
And if you do it in Texas, it's about 3 months. You know, so lot of it has to do with CEQA. A lot of it has to do with county regulations, state regulations, negative declaration. There's a whole slew of regulations that are different than California that push the price of and the costs of opening something new, whether it's a McDonald's or any restaurant.
Anything.
Or homes. You know, the CEQA in homes is gigantic.
And I've been reading that more businesses are leaving California for the first time ever, and residents.
That I've heard that rumor. if you ask that question in Sacramento, you're probably going to say, no, that's just a rumor.
That's right.
But if you ask the question in Texas, Arizona, and Nevada, they'll say,
oh, yeah. Florida, where they're going.
Yeah. Please come.
Yes.
Yeah, please come.
Dr. DeSantis? No, make that Governor DeSantis in Florida or Governor Abbott in Texas are running their states a little differently.
A little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do with the demographic changes that are coming about. And
it'll swing back.
I don't know if it'll swing back.
Not all the way back.
No, but there'll be some changes.
Yeah.
You know, cooler.
You
want to
sing?
No.
There'll be, okay.
You know better than that, Joey. I never sing.
That's not true. I remember you standing up and singing with me one time, and I can't remember where we were, but you're right, it was bad.
Yeah. I've never seen a room empty so fast.
So quickly. Well, what are your Christmas wishes for your Joey pals?
Safety, clarity, happiness, gratitude, being thankful for all the good things that we do have.
Are you doing anything for the folks in Kentucky after those horrible tornadoes?
McDonald's has, there are operations folks out there. We're helping as much as we possibly can. The same way we helped in Louisiana.
Yes.
And wherever there's need, rest assured.
There are Big Macs.
McDonald's will be involved.
Yes. It makes you count your blessings, doesn't it? When you were telling us your list, safety, clarity, health, and I look at the devastation there, and I just can't imagine what it must be like.
Yes, you know, and the important thing is keeping family close.
Yes.
And being thankful for all the blessings we do have. Look around.
This is winter.
Yeah.
This is winter in Palm Springs.
Look outside.
That's right.
Coachella Valley. Look outside of California. You look outside of the United States. What did I read the other day? 8% of the population of Africa is vaccinated.
Oh, dear.
8%.
Yes.
And you look at the United States, and what is it, 78, 80%?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot we can help to create a better situation.
Well, we're thankful you stopped by today. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Dick Shalom.
Merry Christmas to you, Joey.
And remember that Santa thing. If you see him, you tell him I've been good.
No.
I'll give you a quarter.
No.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
Big Macs.
Oh. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code, 406-531-8018. Merry Christmas.